Psalm 17. A Prayer of David. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me, and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me. O God, incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee, from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes, bowing down to the earth, like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. We must understand that if we are going to follow the Lord and be true to Him, that we will have enemies. We will have spiritual enemies, and we will have human enemies. They will seek to oppress you, to surround you, to trap you, to intimidate you, and ultimately, the devil himself, who is like that roaring lion, will patiently lurk in secret places in hopes to devour you. These enemies are real, and they are not a joke, nor to be taken lightly. We must be sober, and we must be vigilant. We must be watchful unto prayer. We must be alert. However, one other thing we must understand if we are going to follow the Lord and be true to Him is that we have a God who is so much stronger than all of our enemies put together. And if we just continue to seek His face and walk in His paths and stay close to Him, then He is more than able to protect us, deliver us, and defend us from our enemies and their evil desires. If you purpose to not just follow man and their works, but rather to be true to the word of God's lips, you'll be kept from the paths of the destroyer. If you purpose to endure temptations and trials, and not transgress with your mouth like Job's wife, but rather be like Job, and not charge God foolishly, no matter what you face, then He will hold up your goings in His paths of righteousness, and He will see to it that your footsteps will not slip. If you call upon the Lord for grace and help in time of need, then He will hear you. If you desire to see His marvelous loving kindness, then He will save you with His right hand. He will keep you as the apple of His eye. He will hide you under the shadow of His wings. The Lord is watching the wicked. He sees all our enemies. He knows all their plans and traps. And the Lord will arise on our behalf and disappoint the enemy. He will cast him down. The devil and his angels and all men who follow him shall be cast down all the way into hell. But let us be like David and trust the Lord. Let's continue to call upon Him in all things. Let's set our hearts and affections on Him. Let's seek His face and long to be with Him. Because if we do, then no matter who rises against us, like David, we will with confidence be able to say, "But as for me, I will behold Thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness." Psalm 17.